And in, I went down to the bookstore. I told you last night I was going to do that. And I found some real treasures down there. So I didn't bring anything here to show you. But just very briefly, there are a lot of books down there by Andrew Murray. Anything you get by Andrew Murray will feed your soul and bless you. Also, F.B. Meyer. And especially, I would like to recommend by F.B. Meyer any of the biographical. He has a series called Great Men of the Bible, or actually they've been put into a series. I don't know if that was done while he was still alive. But we have some individual biographies by F.B. Meyer, and the style is devotional. They will be a blessing to you. The language is good. It's a bit old-fashioned, but not all the way back to King James. It's just good language. Nothing to be afraid of, though. Don't be scared away from any of these writers. Anything by A.W. Tozer. In fact, the book down there called The Pursuit of God. I believe we have more than one version of that. The words would be the same, but I mean, the package is different. There's one down there with a guy who's rather fit, like Joshua back there, in a kayak, and that's The Pursuit of God. He's going toward the sun. And that book is such a good book. If you don't have it, get it. We have in-house things, too. Radiant Glory, the biography of Martha Wing Robinson by Gordon P. Gardner, the original director of Pilgrim Camp. And then the book Out of Zion into All the World. Those are little biographies, also very interesting, and a blessing. Let me see, in-house. I saw something down there by Brother Eric. A little, it's autobiographical in nature. And thou art not yet 40 years old. And when I saw it again this morning, One Layered Heart, it's really a testimony and a good one. You'll enjoy it, especially if you know Brother Eric. And I thought there's going to be another installment to that, because already since then, so many wonderful things have happened. So sometime we're going to see more from Brother Eric, along the way of testimony, I feel sure. And there's a Fanny Crosby biography by Edith Blumhofer called Her Heart Can See. That's a good book. Yeah, look at that book. Maybe you want to purchase it. And then there's, I saw so many good books. I'm sorry, I can't. There's an Andrew Murray book called Humility. And the blessing of humility. There's a book down, another book called Humility by a fellow named C.J. Mahaney. Now that's much more up to date than Andrew Murray's, and it's very different, but it's also very good. It's very good. If you can only buy one, buy the Andrew Murray one. But if you can buy, if you have the Andrew Murray one, or if you can buy two, get the C.J. Mahaney book. There are up to date examples. It's more teaching. The other one more devotional, but teaching as well. Maybe I can give you an example of what I mean about C.J. Mahaney. I really like his writing. He has a book down there called The Cross-Centered Life. A book down there called Living the Cross-Centered Life. He writes well, and it's challenging, and convicting. Anyway, in the book on humility, there's a section at the end that says suggestions for dealing with pride and cultivating humility. And he has what you need to do, in the morning, look to the Lord and be grateful to Him and read your Bible and pray and these kind of things. But he states them very nicely. And along about number 12, a suggestion for cultivating humility slips in there, and it says, play golf as often as possible. I think that's a... I think that just tells you what I mean about the difference, okay, between the two. Is kind of a more... just a different style. But I do recommend his books. There's a book, some of you were here when Brother Graber spoke about the church, and there's a book down there by Phil Ryken called City on a Hill about the church, and that's a good book. And I'll say more. There are many more things there that are worth. In fact, they wouldn't be there if they weren't worth reading. That's what I think, anyway. There's a new book that just came out this year. You might want to look at it first before you take it, so you're sure that it's something that you want. But it's written by the, I believe they're twins, the brothers of Joshua Harris, the pastor down in Maryland of the Covenant Life Church. By the way, he's the successor to C.J. Mahaney. But anyway, the Harris brothers have written a book for teenagers called Do Hard Things. And maybe there's a teenager in your life that you'd like to present that book to. He or she is not up to reading Tozer or Murray yet, and you want to page through it first and see if it's what you want to give. I think it looks very good. It's very well reviewed by very good people. So I saw that down there this morning. And enough said about the bookstore. You'll browse, and things will strike you that I haven't said this morning. They'll be something that you want to purchase. And of course, we're all different, but there are very good things in the bookstore, and you don't want to miss walking down there and taking a look. Good things to feed you, nourish your soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that's the announcements for this morning. We've been having such a rich time around the Word of God. The Bible Tells Me So has been our theme and continues to be our theme. Of course, taken from one of our favorite songs. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. This song is for all the little ones. I hope we're all little ones. Hope we're all little ones here. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. Jesus, take this heart of mine, make it pure and wholly thine. Thou hast bled and died for me, I will henceforth live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Comes to me that perhaps I should say that's the only one in the list that's like that. The others are all very spiritual, except one that says, laugh often and laugh at yourself. That's one, too, that's a little different. But prescriptions for humility, such an important virtue. I am meek and lowly in heart. I believe this morning we're looking at Jesus and His Word, and of course we want to be more like Him. I'm so thankful for Brother Graber and the way he's been sharing with us this time. Come.
They also have books there that are by A.B. Simpson. I think I saw one there that was called The Fourfold Gospel. Beautiful. Wow. You know, when you go to the bookstore, you think that they're charging great prices. And books that I remember when I was beginning in the ministry and just getting started, I could buy books at a used bookstore for 50 cents and 75 cents. And And as I look at them now, they were so full of good things, just absolutely full of good things, that they're worth more than $100. There's some books, you know, that you just wouldn't part with. They are that good. I had my dean of men when I was in college had a book that was by a man by the name of F.E. Marsh, and the book had been out of print for quite a few years. And when people would say to him, well, you know, what's your favorite book? He'd say, well, my favorite, I don't even want to tell you my favorite book, he'd say, because you'd want it, or you'd want to buy it from me, you know. And he'd say, I wouldn't sell it for $100. And he meant it. He said it was so good. It was called Fully Furnished. It was about the blessing and the enablement and the understanding of Scripture for any servant of the Lord, and that's what we are, servants and handmaidens, the Lord. And it was so full of good things. It just, for most preachers, it would just make their mouth water. It was so good. My dean of men had the general superintendent, like a bishop in the denomination, tell him he wanted to look at the book. And he said, you can look at it for a week, but you can't keep it any longer. And so he looked at it for a week, and he left it home, and he came to him one day, and he had a $100 bill in his pocket. And he said, I'll buy this book from you. He said, keep your $100. I want my book. You can't get that book anywhere. And it was so cute because he was visiting, he and his wife, missionaries, on five different continents. They had served the Lord for about 60 years. He was stopping by, and he was telling me that story, and he said, boy, I wish they would reprint that book. And I said to him, well, that's great. Well, I had, with building my library, I had contacts in London in used bookstores, because it was a book that was published by a London publisher. And so I sent a letter to London, and I told that man that I was looking for a book, and would there be any chance that he had a copy of it? And he wrote back, he said, no, Bob, he said, I don't even have one copy of that book. As it was published by, I think it was Pickering and Inglis was the name of the old publisher. But he said, a new publisher has published it, and he said, I've got as many as you can order. So I ordered about five or six books for my two brother-in-laws and a couple other pastor friends, and out of the blue I sent a copy of that book, Fully Furnished, to the district general superintendent, you know. And I'm telling you, when he got that book, he was on the phone. And he said, Bob, man, how in the world did you get this? This was wonderful. He said, let me pay you. And I said, no. And he quickly said, thanks, so I didn't get my $100. But he always said, oh, boy, that book is, you know. And once in a while when I think about the library of all the books, when I go down to look at the books in the bookstore, there are so many good ones there. You can spend your money so wisely. I'll guarantee you that any one of those books that I looked at is worth its weight many, many times over. And a good book is a great treasure. It's a great treasure. And that's how you grow and learn. You grow in the Lord, growing in His Word and growing in the great things that people have read. I guess I'm a bookaholic. There's better name for it than that, but it won't come to me fast enough. But I don't know of anything nicer than getting either a new or an old book that has what I'm looking for in it. Well, enough for Sermon 1.